الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين، وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، continuing with شرح السنة of الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله، we've reached point number 38. الحمد لله وصلنا، we've reached point number 38. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومن كان من أهل الإسلام، and do not bear witness for any of the people of الإسلام، فلا تشهد له بعمل خير ولا شر. Do not bear witness for any of the people of Islam due to a good action or a bad action. فإنك لا تدري بما يختم له عند الموت. Since you do not know what his final action will be before his death. Since you do not know what his final action will be before his death. ترجو له رحمة الله وتخاف عليه ذنوبه. You hope for Allah's mercy for him and you fear for him because of his sins. لا تدري ما سبق له عند الموت إلى الله من الندم. You do not know what has been destined for him at the time of his death as regards his repentance and what Allah Azza wa Jal has destined for that time. وما أحدث الله في ذلك الوقت إذا مات على الإسلام ترجو له الرحمة وتخاف عليه ذنوبه. And if he dies upon Islam, then you hope for Allah's mercy for him and you fear for him because of his sins. And you fear for him because of his sins. ومن كان من أهل الإسلام فلا تشهد له بعمل خير ولا شر فإنك لا تدري بما يختم له عند الموت ترجو له رحمة الله وتخاف عليه ذنوبه لا تدري ما سبق له عند الموت إلى الله من الندم وما أحدث الله في ذلك الوقت إذا مات على الإسلام ترجو له الرحمة وتخاف عليه ذنوبه. So what does this mean? This statement of الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله رحمة واسعة. الشرح, the explanation, الشيخ ربيع said, والله هذا الكلام ليس على إطلاقه. He said, by Allah, these words are not to be understood in the absolute sense. These words are not to be understood in the absolute sense. Meaning what? يعني, because the intent of Al-Barbahari here is something specific. And it may be clear to you and it may not. However, يعني, التزكية لشخص بحسب ما ترى فيه من الخير يزكى. Because the Shaykh said, meaning praising a person based upon what you see from him of good, then there's nothing wrong with that. Then he is to be praised. If you see somebody and you see in them good qualities, and the maqam is a maqam where, for example, the individual is to be praised, and it does not oppose that which is legislated, then there's nothing wrong with that. In kana yurid, however, if al-barbahari intends, and this is the intent of al-barbahari, wal-ilm indallahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, إن كان يريد لا تشهد لأحد من المسلمين بخير ولا شر يعني جنة أو نار فالأمر كذلك. نعم. However, if الإمام البربهاري intends by this, do not testify for any of the Muslims due to good or evil, referring to testifying that they are from the people of paradise or the hellfire, then this is true. الشيخ ربيع said, I'll repeat that. He said, Wallahi هذا الكلام ليس على إطلاقه. By Allah, these words are not to be understood in the absolute sense. And these are the words of Al-Barbahari when he said, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَلَا تَشْهَدْ لَهُ بِعَمْلِ خَيْرٍ وَلَا شَرٍ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي بِمَا يُخْتَمُ لَهُ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Do not bear witness for any of the people of Islam due to a good action or a bad action, since you do not know what his final action will be before his death. So the Shaykh said, these words, by Allah, these words are not to be understood in the absolute sense. Meaning, praising a person based upon what you see from him of good, then there's nothing wrong with that. If you see somebody and he's a person of good, there's nothing wrong with that if the maqam is a maqam that alhamdulillah, an individual is to be praised as long as it does not involve anything that is prohibited. However, in kana yurid, if al-Barbahari intends by these words, لا تشهد لأحد من المسلمين بخير ولا شر, do not testify for any of the Muslims due to good or evil, meaning he's referring, do not testify that any of the Muslims will definitely go to Jannah or they will go to the hellfire, then this is true. Na'am. Unless you have an ayah or a hadith to support that. We do not testify that any mu'ayyan, specific individual, is going to go to paradise from the Muslims unless you have a dalil for that. Unless you have a proof for that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that comes in the hadith, وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, that one of you, he may do the actions of the people of paradise, حَتَّى يَكُونْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا ذِرَاعٌ, until there's only an arm's length between him and paradise, فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ, that which was decreed, it will take place, and the individual will do the actions of the people of the hellfire, and he will end up entering the hellfire. May Allah protect us from that. And the opposite, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the opposite. وَإِنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, a person may do the actions of the people of the hellfire, meaning when he's living, he behaves, he commits disobedience, and he commits the actions, he perpetrates the actions of the people who are destined to go to the hellfire. حَتَّى يَكُونَ, until there is only an arm span between him and the hellfire. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ, that which was decreed, it will happen. And then the individual will do the actions of the people of paradise. He will die in that state and he will end up going to, mother, to paradise. مِنْ عَقِيدَةِ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ, that we do not testify for any specific individual that they are going to Jannah or that they are going to the hellfire unless we have a proof from the book of Allah or the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that clear to everyone? So Shaykh Rabi said, لا نشهد لأحد بجنة أو نار. We do not testify that anyone is from the people of paradise or the people of the hellfire unless, ماذا, we have a proof for that. Unless there is a proof. من كتاب الله أو سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن الخير, but the Shaykh said, as for good, testifying that so and so from the Muslims is upon good, he said, الخير أوسع من هذا, then good, no doubt, is a wider sphere than that. Meaning there's more room for maneuver when it pertains to saying that somebody is upon good. Now, if somebody is upon good, and as I said, as long as it does not involve something that is prohibited, in the Sharia of Islam, there's nothing wrong in mentioning that individual is upon good. So the Shaykh said, فَإِنسَان تَعْرِفْ أَنُّ سَارِقْ. Likewise, evil. If you know somebody is a thief, أو زانٍ, or a fornicator, or مبتدئ, or an innovator, تشهد عليه بالشر, then obviously you testify against this individual with evil because of his evil actions. خاصة في النصيحة, especially if this is relating to advice. إذا لم يطلب منك الشهادة, if they do not request from you a testimony, or they do not request from you to bear witness, وَرَأَيْتَ أَنُّهُ يَضُرُّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَعَلَيْكَ أَن تُبَيِّنَ شَرَّهُ. But you see that this individual, he's a thief or he's an innovator. If you believe that this individual is going to harm the Muslims, even if they don't request that you bear witness, then you clarify his evil. وَتُحَذِّرَ النَّاسِ مِن شَرِّهِ, and you warn the people against his evil. Because this is nasiha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الدِّينَ النَّصِيحَ, the religion is advice. فَإِذَا كَانَ فِيهِ خَيْرٌ تُزَكِّيهِ, if the person possesses good, then you praise him. حَتَّى يَأْخُذَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ الْخَيْرِ, so that the people, they take from him good. وَيَأْخُذُ مِنْهُ الْعِلْمِ, and they take from him knowledge. So they accept the individual's testimony. إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. Now, if somebody is known for good, a person is known for خَيْر, فَتُزَكِّيهِ, you praise him. Why? Praising him, alhamdulillah, يَأْخُذَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ الْخَيْرِ, the people will take good from him. وَيَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ الْعِلْمِ, and they will take knowledge from him, and they will accept his testimony. إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. طَبْعًا التَّزْكِيَاتِ مَاشِيَةٌ مِنْ عَهْدِ الصَّحَابَةِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِنَا هَذَا, وَكُتُبِ الْجَرْحِ وَالتَّعْدِيلِ مَلِئَ بِذَلِكِ. The Shaykh, he said, no doubt, naturally, this issue of appraisals, and recommendations is something that has been present from the time of the companions until today. Recommendations is something, التزكيات is something that has been present from the time of the companions up until today. And the Shaykh, he said, a proof of that, the books of Al-Jarh wa Ta'deel are full of examples. The books of Al-Jarh wa Ta'deel are full of examples. Naam. Even as it pertains to fatwa. Who is able to give fatwa? Who is not able to give fatwa? Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions, he said, كان شيخنا, meaning Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, شديد الإنكار على هؤلاء. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he would be severe and he would sternly criticize those people who gave fatwa and they were not ahl, they did not have the qualifications to give fatwa. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, سمعته يقول, he said, I heard Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah say, قال لي بعض هؤلاء, some of these individuals who were not qualified to give fatwa, they said to me on one occasion, أجعلت محتسبا على الفتوى, who has appointed you as an overseer as it pertains to fatwa, delivering Islamic or issuing Islamic verdicts? Who made you an overseer of this? Who made you, Ibn Taymiyyah, somebody that can decide who is able to give fatwa and who is not able to give fatwa? And you have similar statements in our time from the juhal, the people of ignorance. When they say, who can warn against this person? Who can say that this person is not qualified? The juhal, they make similar statements. So what did Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah respond? He said, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ, I responded to him, and he gave a worldly example. He said, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ يَكُونَ عَلَى الْخَبَّازِينَ وَالطَّبَّاخِينَ مُحْتَسِبْ وَلَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْفَتْوَى مُحْتَسِبْ. He said, is it that bakers and cooks, they have somebody overseeing their work, and if people who, and fatwa, there's nobody overseeing it? A baker and a cook, somebody is monitoring, is he cooking the food properly? Is he burning the bread and the like of these things? So he said, for fatwa, is there not somebody monitoring, seeing, to see who is qualified and who is not qualified? And that is why in our time you have balaya. You have individuals, they can't even speak properly, they can't even read from a book, their Arabic is absolutely terrible, and they say, I'm a talib ilm, عندي كذا وعندي كذا, أنا متخصص في كذا, and he can't even read the book in front of him. ما يستطيع أن يقرأ الكتاب الذي أمامه. كيف هذا؟ But again, that's because the one-eyed man in the land of the blind is king. If the people are blind and he has one eye, he's going to be the king. And that's why, alhamdulillah, we should learn the religion so that we can distinguish hatta numayyiz. And that's why the people of knowledge, they say, excellence can only be recognized by the people of excellence. Excellence can only be recognized by people who have excellence. So Shaykh Rabbi, he said, فَقَوْلُهُ, the statement, أَبَى الْبَرْبَهَارِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ لا نشهد لأحد بخير أو شر, we do not testify, we do not bear witness for any of the people of Islam due to a good action or a bad action. يقصد والله أعلم, he intends by this and Allah knows best, جنة أو نار, we do not testify that they are from the people of paradise or the people of hellfire on account of their actions. وهذه عبارة أهل العقائد في التحاوية وغيرها, and you find this is the expression that is used by the scholars that documented the belief of Ahlul Sunnah, such as al-Tahawiyya and other than it. What was the ibara? لا تشهد لأحد بجنة أو نار. Do not testify that anyone is going to the hellfire or going to paradise, meaning a mu'ayyan, a specific individual, unless you have a dalil for that. As for على سبيل العموم, as for saying the believers are in Jannah, there's nothing wrong in that. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا, verily, for the people of piety, the people who fear Allah, is success, victory. For them is Jannah, gardens, vineyards. So generally, naam, the believers are in Jannah. There's nothing wrong with that. Generally, the kuffar are in the hellfire. There's nothing wrong with that. However, as for saying about a specific Muslim, Abdullah min al-Nas or Amatullah min al-Nas, that this sister or this brother, they're definitely going to Jannah, it's لا يجوز, that is not allowed unless you have a dalil min kitab Allah or from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically for that individual. Na'am, because you do not know exactly in what state a person is going to die. And then the Shaykh, he continued, he said, وَعِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ, then he mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتْ فَيَقُومُ عَلَى جَنَازَتِهِ أَرْبَعُونَ رَجُلًا لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا شَفَعَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, min hadithi Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is not a Muslim that dies and 40 men attend and pray his janazah who do not associate any partners with Allah except that Allah azza wa jal will accept their intercession. Except that Allah will accept their intercession. Again, ما من رجل مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازته 40 رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا شفعهم الله فيه. There is not a Muslim that dies and 40 men. Is there any 40 men? No. 40 men who do not associate any partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, they attend and they pray his janazah except that Allah will accept their intercession for him. And that is why some of the scholars of the Salaf, they used to say between us and the people of Bid'ah is the janazah. Meaning you could differentiate between Ahl Sunnah and the people of Bid'ah, because the people of the Sunnah, their janazah, you would see thousands upon thousands upon thousands of the people at the janazah of the people of the Sunnah. Like the janazah of Al-Imam Ahmad and other than Al-Imam Ahmad. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon all of the Salaf. Even though at that time, it may have been that a particular innovator, he was close to the rulers of that time, and maybe had a position and he had wealth. However, like Imam Ahmed, he said, between the people of the Sunnah and the people of Bid'ah is the day of the janazah. Why? Because regardless of the wealth of that innovator, nobody would really care about him after his death. However, with regards to Ahlul Sunnah, you would see thousands upon thousands at their janazah. Why? Because the scholars of the Sunnah, no doubt, they are blessed wherever they are, because they teach the people the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with understanding of the Sahaba. And that is more precious than anything of the dunya that a person can give someone. وَفِيهِ حَدِيث عُمَر. The Shaykh, he mentions another hadith that is narrated by Umar radiallahu an. مَرَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَنَازَةٍ. There comes in this hadith, the hadith narrated by Umar, that a funeral procession passed them by. A funeral procession passed them by. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَجَبَتْ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, وَجَبَتْ, meaning, the people, they praise the deceased. Even though the wording is not mentioned here, in the hadith it mentions, أَثْنَوْ عَلَيْهِ خَيْرًا. They praise the deceased. When the janazah was passing them by, the people who saw the deceased passing by praised the deceased. So the Prophet ﷺ said, وَجَبَتْ. وَجَبَتْ meaning it has been affirmed. وَمَرَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أُخْرَى. And another deceased passed them by, أَثْنَوْ عَلَيْهِ شَرَّ. The people, they started to speak evil about the deceased. So the Prophet ﷺ said, وَجَبَتْ, it has been affirmed. Shaykh Rabi said, يَعْنِي شَهِدُوا لِلْأُولَى بِالْخَيْرِ. The people, when the first body passed them by, they praised him. They testified that, yani, with his good qualities. So that's a proof that, naam, if somebody possesses good qualities, you can mention those good qualities. As for the second, وَشَهِدُوا لِلْثَانِيَ بِالشَّرِّ. They testified that the second individual, he possessed evil. فَقَالَ عُمَرْ بْنَ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. عُمَرْ بْنَ الْخَطَّابِ, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَا وَجَبَتْ, what has been affirmed? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, قَالْ هَذَا أَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ خَيْرًا فَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ وَهَذَا أَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ شَرًّا فَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ النَّارِ أَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, as comes in this hadith, you have praised this one. You have praised this one, so paradise has been affirmed for him. Whereas the other individual, you have mentioned evil about him, so the hellfire has been affirmed for him. Because you are the witnesses of Allah upon the earth. You are the witnesses of Allah upon the earth. So the Shaykh, he asked a question. And this is a good question, because it may be coming to some of our minds. فَهَلْ كُلُّ مَنْ شُهِدَ لَهُ بِخَيْرٍ أَوْ شَرٍ نقول مثل ما قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت له الجنة أو لا. He said, do we say for everyone who the people bear witness to his good, do we say for them the like of what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, paradise has been affirmed for him or not? Who has an answer? Umar. The Shaykh, he responded, he said, الصحيح, that which is correct. First of all, I'll mention the meaning of this hadith before we go on to the first part, so that we understand the meaning of this hadith. The meaning of this hadith is what? قالوا, the scholars have mentioned, إذا كان يعني هؤلاء أخبروا, the scholars have mentioned that if the individuals who praise the deceased مع ما فيه من الصدق والتقوى والإخلاص, if they possess truthfulness and piety and sincerity, meaning these individuals who praise the deceased, they are people of piety, sincerity and righteousness, not drug dealers, نعم, not people of شر that are known for evil. If they are people of piety, righteousness and sincerity, if they praise the individual, شهدوا لهذا بالخير, they have testified and bore witness, they have testified to the good of the deceased, فَإِنَّهُ يُرْجَى لَهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, then we hope that this individual is from the people of paradise. That's maybe a sign from the signs that this individual is possibly from the people of paradise. But we still do not say that definitely he's going to Jannah. Is that clear to everyone? The meaning of that is, if we find a group of people who are truthful, righteous, sincere, and they praise the deceased, نعم, فَإِنَّهُ يُرْجَى لَهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, it is hoped that this person will be from the people of paradise. وَإِذَا شَهِدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِالشَّرِّ, however, if they bear witness to the evil of the deceased, فَإِنَّهُ يُخَافْ يَعْنِي الْجَزَ مَا فِي عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, if they testify and they bear witness to the evil of the deceased, it is feared, without stating this with certainty, it's feared, you don't state it with certainty, نعم, without jazm, it is feared that this individual is from the people of hellfire. May Allah protect us from that. لأنهم, because these individuals, شهداء الله في الأرض, they are the witnesses of Allah in the earth. They are the witnesses of Allah in the earth. So Sheikh Rabbi mentioned, answering the question, going back to the question, do we say for everyone who the people bear witness to his good, similar to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about that person, the deceased, that paradise has been affirmed for him or not? He said that which is correct, أَنُّهُ إِذَا كَانَ الْمُزَكُّونَ مِنَ الثِّقَاتِ الْعُدُونَ, is that this is the case if the person, if those praising the deceased are upright and trustworthy. لِأَنَّ بَعْضَ الْأَشْيَاءِ تُفْتَعَدْ, because sometimes things are fabricated. لِأَنَّهُ عَرَفْنَا, he said, because we know, أَنَّ بَعْضَ النَّاسِ, some people, يَكُونْ مَيْتُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَآخِذِ, the deceased, one of them may die, and the deceased, he's known to have issues, sins, and many acts of disobedience. وَعَلَيْهِ كَذَا, and various points of criticism. وَيَقُومُونَ عَلَى قَبْرِ, and you, however, yet you find people, they stand at his grave, يَشْهَدُونَ لَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ, and they testify to good on his behalf, حَتَّى يُشْهَد لَهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ, so that the people testify that he's from the people of Jannah. هذا باطل, that doesn't change anything. And the Shaykh said, وَلَا يُمْكِنَ يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَى هَذَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, and it's impossible for it to result from this type of action that Allah Azza wa Jalla will enter this type of person into paradise, because these people are fabricating and they're lying and they're making things up. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, he said, وَهِيَ شَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ, and this is a false testimony on their behalf. Na'am. So is that issue clear to the people? That's wadih, ikhwan. We understand the meaning of that hadith. And does anyone know the position of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in this issue about testifying that a specific individual is in Jannah from the Muslims? Shaykh al-Islam has a slightly different opinion, which again is in opposition to slightly to what we have mentioned. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he holds that if the Muslims unanimously agree, إذا أجمع المسلمون أن معينا في الجنة فنشهد له بأنه من أهل الجنة, if the Muslims, إذا أجمع المسلمون, if the Muslims unanimously agree that an individual about in praise of a specific individual, then Nami says that for this individual we testify that this individual is from the people of paradise. Like who? Like for example Imam Ahmad. Like who? Imam al-Shafi'i. And the like of those are imma. That's the qawl of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, even though it's in opposition to what? Wallahu a'lam, many of the imma of the Salaf they mention, and they leave it general. And they say, unless there's a delil to establish otherwise. Moving on to the next point. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وما من ذنب إلا وللعبد منه توبة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
نعم. So the next point, Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, which is point number 39, قال المؤلف رحمه الله وما من ذنب إلا وللعبد منه توبة. There is no sin except that the servant has to repent from it. There is no sin except that the servant has to repent from it. الشرح يعني meaning what? ما من ذنب إلا وعلى العبد منه توبة. Meaning there is not a sin except that the slave, he has to repent from it. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. The ulama, the scholars of Islam, they explain the meaning of sincere repentance, tawbatan nasuha, with various explanations. From them, some of Ahlul Ilm have mentioned, and this was quoted from them by Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, يَجْمَعُهَا أَرْبَعَةُ أَشْيَاءَ. So he narrated upon some of the people of knowledge that sincere repentance is that which gathers four things. Sincere repentance is that which gathers four things. يَجْمَعُهَا أربعة أشياء. الاستغفار باللسان. To ask Allah's forgiveness with the tongue. الاستغفار باللسان. والإقلاع بالأبدان. الاستغفار باللسان. To seek forgiveness with the tongue. والإقلاع بالأبدان. And to abandon the sin with one's limbs and body. وإذمار ترك العود بالجنان. And to be determined and resolute to never return in the heart. So that's the third. وَإِذْمَارُ تَرْكِ الْعَوْدِ بِالْجَنَانِ. To be determined and resolute never to return back to that sin with the heart. وَمُهَاجِرَةُ سَيَّ الْخِلَّانِ. And to abandon evil companions. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. نعم. So they mention sincere repentance is four things. الاستغفار باللسان. Seeking forgiveness with the tongue. والإقلاع بالأبدان, to abandon it with the body. نعم. وإدمار وترك العود بالجنان, and to be determined and resolute never to go back to it with the heart. ومهاجرة سيء الخلان, and to abandon evil companions. So say for example, a person wants to repent from backbiting, and you know that if you go into a particular gathering, all they do is backbite, all they do is slander. نعم to abandon مهاجرة سيء الخلان to abandon evil companions yes. So Sheikh Rabbi he said والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said يا أيها الناس O mankind توبوا إلى الله repent to Allah فإني أتوب إليه في اليوم مئة مرة For verily I repent to Allah in a day 100 times. That's the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said فإني أتوب إليه في اليوم مئة مرة For verily I repent to Allah 100 times in a day. وفي رواية and there comes in another hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari من رواية من حديث أبي هريرة narrated by Abu Huraira أكثر من 70 مرة more than 70 times. That's the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر whose sins were forgiven. Whose sins were forgiven. فبهذه الآية وبهذا الحديث يجب على المسلم إذا وقع في ذنب أن يبادر إلى التوبة من هذا الذنب. So therefore, based upon this verse, this one ayah and hadith, and there are many nusus with a similar meaning. Based upon this hadith and this ayah, it is obligatory upon the Muslim, if he falls into a sin, to rush to repent from this sin. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا O you who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. وَأَيُّ ذَنْبٍ وَاقَعْتَهُ Any sin you fell into, يَجِبُ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَتُوبَ مِنْهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ Then it's obligatory upon you that you repent to Allah, تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا A sincere repentance. وَلَا يَجُوز لَكَ أَن تَتَمَادَ فِي هَذَا الذَّنْبِ It is not allowed for you to persist upon that sin. لَوْ كَانَ الذَّنْبُ صَغِيرًا وَتَمَادَيْتَ فِيهِ صَارَ كَبِيرًا Because if you persist upon a sin, even if that sin is considered to be a minor sin, it becomes major. Who said that? Where does that come from? That qa'id, that a minor sin. If somebody persists upon it, then it becomes a major sin. That is thabit in the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Mawqufan, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, La saghirata ma'a israr. There is no minor sin if somebody persistently and continuously commits it. Because persisting on a minor sin, it becomes a major sin. Because, as the Shaykh Al-Fawzan mentioned, that is a sign that the individual, he considers that to be a minor affair, and he does not fear Allah Azza wa Jal in that matter, and he persists to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it develops and it becomes a major sin. Ibn Abbas, he said, رضي الله عنهما لا صغيرة مع إصرار There is no minor sin if a person persists upon it. ولهذا قال الله في حق المتقين الذين أعد لهم الجنة And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal, he said about the pious whom Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for them paradise ولم يسروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون And they do not persist upon their sin and they know. They do not persist upon their sin and they know. Surah Al-Imran. Surah Al-Imran 135. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ Those individuals, if they commit illicit immoral acts or they oppress themselves because they disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذَنُوبِهِمْ They remember Allah and they seek forgiveness for their sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ And who forgives sins except for Allah Azza wa Jal? وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And these individuals, they do not persist upon the sin that they have committed while they know. While they know. And somebody may ask, and this question arises many times, is it a condition to pray Salat al-Tawbah, the prayer of repentance? Now, which is thabit in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a prayer known as Salat al-Tawbah, the prayer of repentance. Thabata fi sunnati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raka'atan, which is known as Salat al-Tawbah, mentioned by many of the imma of the past and many of the imma of the present, based upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, is it a condition that a person prays Salat al-Tawbah in order to repent? It's not a condition. Naam, that's min tahqiq al-Tawbah, meaning your person is perfecting. Oh, takmeel al-tawbah, perfecting his repentance, but it is not a condition of repentance to mother to pray the prayer, as mentioned by the Lajnat al-Da'imah, the permanent committee of scholars. If somebody repents to Allah, fulfilling the conditions of tawbah, then alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept that repentance without salat al-tawbah. So Shaykh Rabi goes on to say, فَمِنْ صِفَاتِ هَؤُلَىٰ الَّذِينَ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمَ الْجَنَّةَ أَنْهُمْ لَا يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي. So from the descriptions of those individuals whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared for them paradise, is that they do not persist upon disobedience, بَلْ يُسَارِعُونَ وَيُبَادِرُونَ إِلَى التَّوْبَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Rather, they rush and they hasten to repent to Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَالتَّوْبَةُ وَاجِبَةٌ وَلَهَا شُرُوطٌ. And repentance is wajib, it's an obligation, and it has conditions. From the conditions, أَنْ يُقْلِعْ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ, that the person abandons the sin, أولا, firstly. Secondly, أَنْ يَنْدَمَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّتَ, to be remorseful and regret the sin that the individual has committed. Thirdly, أَنْ يَعْزِمَ عَلَى أَنْ لَا يَعُودْ, that the individual, أَنْ يَعْزِمَ عَلَى أَنْ لَا يَعُودْ, the individual is determined never to return back to it. فَهَذِهِ هِيَ التَّوْبَةُ النَّصُوحُ, this is the sincere repentance which Allah commanded with when He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O you who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. And then the Shaykh, he closes by saying, فَقَوْلُهُ وَمَا مِنْ ذَنْبِ إِلَّا وَلِلْعَبْدِ مِنْهُ تَوْبَةً, يعني عَلَيْهِ لَيْسَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوْبَةً. So there is no sin except that the servant has to repent from it. Has to repent from it. And يجب أن يتوب من كل ذنب, is wajib to repent from every sin. And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who repent and He loves those who purify themselves. يعني لو تاب من الذنب توبة النصوحة. If a person repents from a sin with sincere repentance, fulfilling the conditions of repentance, and he is truthful in his tawbah, ثُمَّ وَاقَعَهُ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى, but he commits the same sin another time, يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ التَّوْبَةُ الْأُولَى, Allah will accept the first repentance. وَيَسْتَأْنِفَ التَّوْبَةَ مِنْ جَدِيدٍ, however, the person has to repent from new. المهم أن لا يسر, that which is important, he does not continue upon that disobedience. يعني لو أكثر التوبة وأخطأ وتاب ثم أخطأ وتاب فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقبل منه هذه التوبة. If a person sins and then he repents, he sins and then he repents, he sins and then he repents, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept the sincere repentance, as Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who repent and He loves those who purify themselves. نعم. وَالتَّائِبْ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ, and the one who repents from a sin is like the one who has no sin. خلاص. And we'll stop there inshallah. And next tomorrow, we'll continue with point number 40. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The next few points inshallah, the مَسَائِلْ فِقْهِيَة. So inshallah we'll take them and it's quite quickly inshallah, and highlight why the ulama, they mention these issues في كتب العقائد, in the books of عقيدة. Any questions? نعم تفضل.